Andrew Schneider on KNIA Careless Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with head coach Joel Allman of the Pella volleyball team. Coach, not the way you wanted your season to end, but only one team gets to win it all, a 3-0 loss to Sioux Center, and the Warriors were fantastic today. Your girls were kind of in scramble mode for most of the day. Your thoughts about how they battled, obviously put it all out there, but just wasn't their day.
Yeah, I was proud of our girls' heart, proud of our effort. I told them coming into this tournament, we're gonna go for it. We're gonna put our whole heart into this, and it might get broken, and that's unfortunately for every team except for one. That's part of this journey, and yet they still went for it, and it hurts. But 5 years from now, they'll remember the love that they had for each other more than a championship.
And it just felt like Sioux Center's pressure was almost not unexpected, but certainly they really ramped it up, whereas when we saw them on Monday, they weren't as consistent. They were really firing out and got your passing out of sorts. How difficult is it, even with how good you are, to try and create offense when balls are flying 8 feet from the net?
Yeah, that's the name of the game. Servant pass, that's our number one goal. Every match is to win the servant pass game. And we have fantastic passers, we do. And just like at the state championship game last year, sometimes you just have a little bit of an off day. And I thought that their serving, and I knew coming in, their serving was really good. I've seen it on film. They did serve a little bit softer Monday, but some of that could have been nerves, right? And the stage that we're on. But we did not pass as I know we can. And that's if there's one disappointment leaving here, is that something that we take great pride in with our serve receive. Just wasn't clicking today. And that's when you're playing high-level volleyball, that's what ends up getting you beat, right? We tried to get them kind of back out of system, right? But it's against good teams, it's so hard. Like if you're not starting in system, it's hard to flip it during the transition period.
Well, and to go from 25-12 to 25-23 is a feat within its own, right? Because 25-12, your girls very well could have rolled over, but they were at one point had a lead in that third set, came awfully close to pushing it to four. And I know it's little things like that. You're trying to find small victories, but especially some of those younger players too, what an experience for them to be able to battle back and at least make the third set competitive.
Yeah, just one of my, I guess, personal belief. I don't know if I'm an optimist or what, but I tell the girls all the time, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what event is happening, all that matters is our response. And, you know, what's hard for me as a coach is this group I feel like has embodied what I want them to do, what I want them to be like. Same with last year's group, is to never give up, no matter what. There's crappy stuff going on all the time in the world, and people get through it. And this group believed that. We were not going to lose belief in the third set. We prayed about it. We came back out, and they fought. And I'm so proud that the entire state got to see our fight.
And this senior class, not to keep you getting emotional here, but
no, you're right.
This senior class turned this program around. 4 years ago, I mean, you and I have talked about this openly, the coaching changes and some of the turmoil that some of these girls were seeing from the outside looking in as eighth graders and as ninth graders. And they've not only turned the program around, but have gotten a lot of players younger excited about this again. And I know today is a sore spot, but one blip on the radar of it seems like a really important journey that this senior class helped make this program great again.
Yeah, what last year's seniors and what this year's seniors have done for Pella volleyball and Pella athletics, Pella community in general, right, is they put the program in a better place. And that in the grand scheme of life, that is what's more important than any trophy we could get. And certainly we want to do well, right? But they put the program in a better spot, and I'm just so proud of them.
Joel Allman, head coach of the Pella volleyball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, we'll let you get out of here. We'll do a season recap next week. But thank you so much for all your help. It's been such a joy these last couple years, and look forward to whatever comes up in the new era next year with some new faces.
Just one more thing that just has been on my heart. 2 months ago, Corey Willis, who was a friend of mine, coach at Pleasantville, passed away because of cancer with his 2.5-year battle. He's the one that got me started in volleyball. It's hard to know God's plan and the journey, but I'm so thankful for all that. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Joel, appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.